It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, if you've listened to our show very much, you know that old Luke here absolutely loves catching catfish. I was raised catching catfish. I had one of the most fun trips just recently down at Lake Fork with my buddy Stubby Stubblefield. Now, Stubby, if you've ever fished for catfish at Lake Fork, you've seen Stubby's catfish bait. Stubby and I have been friends a couple of years, maybe three, but I fished with him several times, and we always catch a lot of fish. But don't remember having more fun or catching more fish than we had on our recent trip. And guess who's with us, Mr. Stubby. Stubby, thank you, man, for being with us today.
Oh, I'll tell you what, we had a hoot out there today catching them catfish. It was probably one of the funnest times I've had in a long time. We laughed till our guts hurt out there.
We did. Yes, we've got some of the same talents, you know. But we had Jerry Miller, who I bet a lot of our listeners know. Jerry is now retired, the mayor of Yanis, you know. Jerry was with us, and he's a great friend. And Chuck Roy, who's the editor of the Chronicle, you know, which is a great newspaper. But all of us are about the same age, give or take a few months. And I figured I did a magazine article and I wrote about it. And we've almost got a total of 300 years between the four of us of experiences. And some of them are just downright comical. But I guess we should keep it on fishing. We're talking about fishing right now. Stubby, you had actually we only fished two spots and caught limits right there. You know, and you've been baiting, chumming with the range cubes is key really to concentrating those channel catfish down there, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's you know, I concentrate on them if I'm guiding quite a bit or got two or three trips a week, which I don't guide like I used to. I've backed off, but I'll go out and bait, like I knew you guys was coming, I'll bait a day or two ahead. And then the day we go out, I take range groups, which I forgot today, but
didn't make a bit of difference.
We had Stubby's catfish bait. We did good.
Yep.
I'll bait quite a bit with the bait. I'll bucket a full bucket, a 5-gallon bucket out in two or three holes. And just keep back, you know, two or three days in a row, and then you can usually go back and catch a limit pretty easy.
And it was easy for us too. Stubby, any tips on depths and things to somebody coming to Fork, you know, for catfish? Any tips about, you know, type of structure, you know, depths of water?
Well, mainly what I concentrate on is the creek channels, or where two creeks meet or break away from each other. Or little rises, you know, anything different, a hump. You know, you can be out there in 35 foot of water and then start driving your boat looking at your graph, and all of a sudden you look down and you're going uphill, and it peaks out on top up there at 30 or 28 foot, 29 foot, and then drops off. Well, right there on top of that is a perfect place to bait because they'll come out of that deep water up there. Right now I'm concentrating anywhere from 27 foot to is two of my holes is in 27 foot, and I've got two others that are in 21 foot. And we caught fish on both those today, but I've had some other friends right now that are catching fish all the way out to 33 feet. But mainly I'm concentrating on 27 is where my big thing is right now.
Well, like you say, both of those depths, about 21 I think was one of them, and in the deeper water, both of them were holding fish. And you know, I've been an old outdoor writer so long that honestly I look at little subtle things that some people might not even think about, but through what I've done so long, I do. And what I've known, you know, you didn't rebait. Those fish, of course, they probably had eaten most of the range cubes from a day before, but you didn't have the range cubes. Made absolutely no difference. I remember you making the statement that if you had thrown the range cubes in the water, made that disturbance, you know, that might have turned them on a little bit. But, I mean, it was steady action as it was. So that's telling me something that, you know, once you bait a spot pretty regularly, I mean, there's going to be some catfish there, right? I mean, we proved that.
yeah, you can, I mean, I've been baiting these spots for 2 years, but you know, if somebody new out there and stuff is listening to the show, they'll find them a good spot, you know, on a little ridge or like I said, a ditch somewhere, just something different, and go out that night and throw out a 5 gallon bucket of range cubes and, you know, don't pour them in one spot, just kind of spread them out. That's what I do. And then go back the next day and do it. And a couple of days later, do it again. Well, before you know it, you know, that third day or so, you can go out there and limit out on catfish, you know, in an hour.
Right.
I mean, as fast as you can drop your bait down there, they're going to bite it. Them concentrate, these catfish in this lake here and a lot of other lakes, they concentrate on that food. And if you get feeding them, they will come.
Exactly. Well, let's look at it like this. Say someone's down for the weekend, and they don't have the convenience of keeping a spot baited for days or forever, you know, like all the time. Just say, say you just pulled your boat down to Fork and you never even fished it, but you know a lot about catfish. As far as finding these type places that you described, baiting them out, baiting out two or three of them, and then just kind of come back and make a circle, you will catch fish at a lake like Fork doing just that. Maybe not the frantic action that we enjoyed, you know, but you don't have to have it baited for, you know, days to catch them, do you?
No. Yeah, if you come down for the weekend, say you drive down here for on a Friday night, go out that evening and spread a few cubes around, next morning before what you do is what I do is usually I'll bait a spot. I got everything in a row, and I'll bait a hole and bait a hole and bait a hole. Then I'll go back to the first one I baited and start fishing there. And then if they stop, most of the time you got enough fish, they'll stay there. But if you don't, then you move to your next spot and then move to the next spot. So you bait two or three spots, you know, within a 100-foot area. And if they're not at one spot, they'll be at another. And you can catch limits of fish on Fork. Fork is just full of channel cat. It's just, I've never seen anything like it. I've been to a lot of lakes, but Fork is just, you know, it's just, I can't even describe it.
It's as good as one after another.
It's just some of the best catfish in the country.
It is. And you like a number six, I guess, mostly you fish with a number six treble, right?
No, number four.
Four, okay.
Number fours are what we use.
A little bit bigger. And I actually like a number four, a little bit bigger, because the number six, a lot of times they will, you know, they'll suck that down. And it seems like you can hook more of them in the lip with a little bit bigger treble hook, right?
Yeah. And the reason I use a six is because of my bait.
Uh-huh.
It's thicker and bigger than your punch baits.
Well, yeah.
And your punch baits, that's why a lot of people are using the sixes.
Exactly.
But I like the fours, and you know, it seems like it stays on better on the fours.
Yep, and a good stout hook, and I noticed you were talking about a lot of times you'll cut off one of the hooks, don't you?
Yeah, if I'm out there pleasure fishing for myself, I'll cut one of them number fours off, you know, and leave just two hooks there, and it makes it a lot easier for me to get them out of their mouth.
Exactly. Yeah,
you know, and that it just makes it a more easier day for me when I'm out there just fun fishing is what I call it.
Exactly. Yep. Well, the area of the lake, and I know a lot of folks are listening thinking, old Luke and Stubby and Associates went out there and Stubby catches them all the time. I want to go get me some, you know. We'll leave a contact for you where people can contact you and learn more about, you know, what Stubby's doing. But areas of the lake, it's depths and bottom contour that you're really looking for. I don't think that one particular area is key to, you know, like during a white bass run or something like that. It's not like that really with catfish, I don't think, is it?
No, you can go over by the Minnebucket, or you can go here by Lake Fork Marina. I mean, almost anywhere on this lake has got, you know, all I got to do is look at the map, and they don't even really need graphs. They're, you know, all I'm going to do is they got a map they can look at and see where a creek comes into whichever little pocket, and just go out there and, you know, bait up a hole, and they're going to catch them. Mainly, you know, as I leave a lot of people, I've got people call me. I don't mind if people call me asking what depth I'm fishing at or anything like that. They call me all the time. They don't fish with me, but they'll call for information. I'm glad to give it. But it's, you know, they can go anywhere in any of these big coves back in at Wolf, Dale, Birch, Glade, anywhere back in those over there and bait up holes and, no, you're going to catch
You'll be in the action. Well, Stubby, let's do this. Let's leave any contact information you want to. I think most people that fish down at Fork already know about you, but there'll be some listening that maybe they don't. How would they learn more about, what you do down there?
Well, they can just give me a call at 817-366-5492.
Well, next,
and I'll be glad to talk to them. If they're coming down for the weekend, I'll be glad to tell them where they can go catch them.
Well, I can guarantee you they better get the grease hot. I know more than got home, and I had a bunch of fillets. Of course, you had them all rigged up for everybody to take back, but I've got a little building out there where I keep my freezer and keep my freezer bags and everything like that out there to freeze the fish. Well, I started looking at those fillets, Stubby, and I said, I looked over there in an old cast iron skillet with I've got some cooking oil right out there, and I've got cornmeal and flour at my little cooking shack, I call it. I cooked some as soon as I got home. My wife stuck her head out the door and said, "Oh, you made it back?" And I said, "Yeah, I'll be in just a minute."
You couldn't stand it.
I couldn't take it, man. Well, thanks for a great time. I know that Jerry and Chuck, they had a ball with you, and maybe sometime here we'll get back out there and do it again. You just keep on hammering them, okay?
I'll keep on baiting them and keeping them on around where if you guys decide to come back, we can go back and catch them. That was, like I said, some of the funnest day I've had in a long time. And
me too.
I wouldn't mind doing it again.
I think a lot of it is getting four old boys with a lot of life experiences at about age 68, give or take a month or two, get them all together and get them in a boat, get them in with a lot of catfish action. If we don't have fun, something's wrong, right?
Yeah, it's just totally wrong. I mean, you got, like I said, a lot of years there and that go, and all of us have had different experiences in life, and it's just, it's just a great thing, and to sit out there and four of us joke and catch catfish and laugh at each other and tell jokes and stuff. That's what fishing's all about.
You nailed it, bud.
That and the youngsters, having the youngsters out and fooling with them.
You nailed it. Well, we'll see you soon, Stubby. Thanks a lot for being with us.
You betcha. Thank you.
Well, folks, that was a good friend of mine, Stubby Stubblefield. I bet a lot of you fish with Stubby down at Lake Fork, and I bet a bunch more of you have used his bait. I've got a fun week, actually a busy week coming up this coming week. Larry Wysoon, Mr. Whitetail, is a good friend of mine. I know a lot of you have followed Larry through his writings for years and his different TV shows. He does the show now, Trailing the Hunter's Moon, each week on this Pursuit Channel. But Larry's coming by the house, and we're going to drive up to Oklahoma to the Choctaw Hunting Lodge. You might remember Mr. Travis Benis, that's the manager up there. I had him on the show a while back. I went up spring turkey hunting up at the Choctaw Hunting Lodge. Awesome place, 45,000 acres of Oklahoma, mountainous country, valleys, just beautiful country. But Larry's going to go up. He's never been there. And a couple more of my buddies are going with us. And of course, Larry Wysoon, he's going to pick us up in his new truck there and head up there. And Larry can, make plans to do some filming for Trailing the Hunter's Moons, do some filming for some hunts and all this coming fall. Larry's really excited about seeing the place, and I'm kind of excited about getting him up there and introducing him to Travis and all that. But that is actually a hunting paradise up there. Folks, we're out of time. I wish we had about an hour more here. Make sure and tune in next week, and remember, KETR.org. These shows are archived, I guess, forever. Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. Remember, you can listen to the archive of our shows at KETR.org. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tech's Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, and Catfish Bubblegum.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.